The name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Actually, speaking about boundaries in marriage is not an easy thing, because most of the time we think that marriage is becoming one, so everything is open, and the relationships are not bounded by anything. But boundaries in general is an important topic, and I like this topic. When I started to study it, but it's not easy to go through this topic. So bear with me. Number one, I have a question here. What is the cornerstone in marriage? What do you think what the most important thing in marriage? Say whatever comes to your mind. Respect. God. Jesus Christ. I mean that in the relationship. What is the most important thing in the relationship in marriage? Love? Happiness? Submission of the wife? But all this is based on, I believe everybody agrees that love is important. Love includes all this what. Let me go quickly. Love is important because love is God. You said God. But God asks us to love each other. But love is important, but with love there is very important words. Love needs freedom. When you love by your own will. If you love, just pushed to love. And I am not happy with that, but I should love. No, love needs freedom. Freedom to love by your free will, even with God. God is not pushing me to love. What he wants me to take a decision, and this decision is free will decision, which is freedom. Unless you have freedom, you cannot love the real love. But actually with freedom, freedom is freedom without like regulations. It will become something like difficult to follow. Like, if there is freedom in the traffic, do whatever you want, do whatever you like to do, what will be the situation? If there is freedom in the church, yes, there is freedom, but with freedom, there is regulations. We call these regulations, this word, commitment to the responsibilities. With freedom, there is responsibilities. Even God, when he gave us freedom, he gave us responsibilities. So there is love, freedom, and responsibilities. How can we define responsibilities? That I do the responsibilities. So what is my responsibilities? And everybody will start to choose what he likes to be responsible for, and what he doesn't like to be responsible for. It's not my responsibility. It's your responsibility. Kids are your responsibility. I just go to work and make money and come home to eat and sleep and do nothing. This is the amen. No, no. This is totally different. I cannot accept that. So what is the responsibility? And that you accept and you commit to with freedom. And this defines love. Without these three things, love, freedom, and responsibility. I believe this is very important in understanding the marriage. You are free. You are not pushed. You are not cornered. You are not obliged to do unless you freely accept and you know your responsibilities and you do it. Without all this stuff, you are not happy. So this is the triangle of boundaries. So boundaries will define these three things, what to do. So we have to speak about boundaries. Sometimes we understand boundaries like separation. This is my part and this is your part. And you cannot encroach on my part, like the sirir keda. This is like the line that nobody can cross it, or something like this. So let us understand what is boundaries. Actually, this is the book, it's one of the best books speaking about boundaries, and this is like summary. I found it on a Christian book summaries. It's a website. And we will take some of these and some from other books. What's a boundary anyway? El boundary da. It's a meaning property line. Give you examples to understand what's boundaries and what is inside the boundaries. Like imagine there is a piece of land without boundaries. We don't know who owned this land. Then they found something good in this land, like treasure or petroleum or whatever. So if we find something good in this land, everybody will start to say, this is my land. I own. I'm responsible. I own this land. But even with countries, imagine that there is no boundaries between countries, like between Egypt and Israel or Hamas. There is no boundaries. Whoever wants to come or go, there is no boundaries in here. So boundaries is important because without boundaries, nobody can say, what do I own? Give you another example, like 2 days or 3 days ago, I was in the airport. I have my luggage with me, and there is big black dog smelling every person, looking for either like drugs or explosions, something like this, explosives. Malish, yani, forgive me, I'll correct myself. I'll correct me, don't yani. I like that you correct me. So if there is something in the bag, inside this bag, they will ask, whose bag is this bag? Whose bag is this bag? I should say, yes, it's my bag. Whatever inside this bag is mine. Is my ownership. I own everything in the border of the bag. What if there is something wrong in the bag? Something prohibited. Who is responsible? What if your backyard, if something happened in the backyard or happened in your home, like broken pipes, who is responsible? Who owns this? Who is responsible? So these are the two things. The boundaries will define who owns what. الحدود بتمثل انت تملك ايه. Whatever outside your boundaries is not yours. Don't say I own it. You cannot claim that you own something outside your boundaries. And in the same time, you are responsible for anything happening inside these boundaries. Don't say that it is not my business. It's not my, you know, it is your house. It's your backyard. It's your luggage. It's your life. You are responsible. So these are the two things, ownership and responsibility. I want you to understand these two parts. This is the core of the topic, that you own everything inside the boundaries. And in the same time, you are responsible. Nobody else is responsible. So what is inside my boundaries? Let me see. What do you own within your boundaries? Something you never imagine. Actually, the material things, materialistic things, it's easy to define the boundaries. يعني, your house, you know the boundaries of your house. Your body is one of the boundaries. You know the boundaries of your body, your hair, your skin, everything in you. So it is easy to define the material boundaries, but it's very hard to define the emotional and spiritual boundaries. And this is the site where many difficulties appear. First of all, you are responsible for your feelings. Your feelings are within you, okay? So any feeling, like I'm angry, they made me angry, or you pointing to somebody, made me angry. This is a wrong statement. You are angry, and anger is your emotion and your feeling, so you are responsible for this. You own it, and you are responsible for it, and don't blame anybody of having this anger or sadness or joy or whatever. Your feeling is within you, within your boundaries. So don't blame anybody for having any feelings. I own it. I hate this, and I started to change even myself when I am mad for something. Who made me mad like this? Behavior of others, behavior in the church because I am a priest, behavior of my kids. But I own this anger. It is mine. It's my responsibility. You have to resolve it. Don't ask other, stop bothering me because I'll be angry. This is your business. I'm free to do whatever outside you, but you are responsible for whatever inside your boundaries. This is one of them. If you want to interrupt me for asking any question, like take back all the feelings that we go through. Sadness, it's yours. Happiness, you can make it. Because it is my responsibility, not others, or circumstances, or the world, or the sin. It's yours. There are 10 things, بس مش هنقدر نقولهم كلهم. Attitude. You have attitude. What is attitude? Like you have a special attitude or vision or looking or situation toward a person or a place or occasion or events. I don't like it. This is your attitude. Who created it in you? Because of their acts. No, this is wrong. This is something in you. This is something in your boundaries. And you are responsible for whatever you have. Attitudes. They sometimes we say that, I don't like this person. I don't like his face. I don't like his behavior, his way of talking. And start to behave based on the attitude. Attitude, في الحقيقة, يعني أتكلم يعني very little in Arabic. أنا مش عارف ترجمتها بالعربي إيه. زي ما يكون واحد واخد موقف. فاهمين؟ يعني I don't like this place. مثلا a restaurant. I don't like this restaurant. So I'm taking attitude. So this attitude, who created it in me? Me. I own it. And I am the only one I can change it. If you want to change it, it's your responsibility. You have ownership and responsibility. Number three. Behaviors. أي تصرفات. Any behaviors. It's yours. Whether it is wrong or correct, you did it. You own it. You are responsible for the results and consequences. Don't blame anybody. They pushed me to do. And who behaved? It's me. So you're responsible for the behaviors. Limits. Limits is your limits. And you have to accept it. Know it, accept it. And because it is you, it is me. It is part of me, part of my boundaries, what I own, what I am responsible for. Thoughts. Many times we say that the devil pushed me to do the sin. It started with thought. But the devil is have nothing to do with that. Yet there are war and there are fights. But who accepted the thoughts? If you accept the thoughts, it become yours. It become inside your boundaries. You are responsible for. You own it. And so on. And the rest of things, I believe it is written here in this page at the bottom. Bottom of page 2, there are 9 things. Let us go through the rest of them very quick. Talents. Have talents, mawahib, gifts. It's yours. You own it, and you are responsible for it. If you don't use it correctly, like singing, like music, like smartness, God gave me talents. It become mine. The board, like inside my choices. This is very important one. It's your choices. When you choose something, it is yours. You own it. You are responsible for it. I'm repeating the same two words in order that to know that whatever inside me, it's my choices. So I own it. I'm responsible for it. Don't forget this. With your own will, which is freedom, desires, values. What's your values? Like, to say the truth, this is a value, right? To be faithful, it's a value. So who chose it? Who owns it? Who is responsible for it? What is bad values? Bad values. Like, it's okay to do whatever in order to win, to cheat. Cheating is a value. So let us move to the third point in the topic. Misunderstandings about boundaries. Some people think that if I set boundaries, I'll make everybody upset. Because boundaries will like prevent people or push people away from me or put them in a situation. But actually, boundaries is for me, not for others. That you understand what is your boundaries in order to define responsibilities. Because if we leave responsibilities like floating, who is responsible for what? Nobody will do anything. Or somebody will do most of the things with like bad feeling. And the other one, do nothing or do less things. There is six things. Some people take the advantage of boundaries or setting boundaries as an excuse for doing what they want or for not helping others. This is my boundaries. I do not do this stuff because it is out of my boundaries. This is wrong. All this stuff is misunderstanding. So an excuse. Number two, as limits they set on other people. I want to limit other people. No, I limit myself. I behave within what is inside my borders, my boundaries. As walls for avoiding close relationships between them and others. Who says that? It regulates relationships, like between countries. It regulates relationships. Like there is, like in the borders of the state, there are like stations, or like بسموها إيه حرس الحدود ولا whatever. When you come in the airport, they ask you questions. Do you have seeds? Do you have meat? Do you have explosives? You should say no. But if they discover that you have it, you cannot like prevent the relationship between countries, but it regulates it. So even here, as walls to prevent people or relationships, this is misunderstanding. At their private zone, from where they want to exclude everyone else, even God. This is my business. This is my, like, secluded area or private zone that nobody can enter here. This is my room, my inner room. It's not my inner room as in the Bible. Yeah. He said that go to your inner room. But this inner room, no, they said that this is the very private room. Nobody should intrude or enter it. Tell you this as a mean for fixing, this is important one. I use the limits for fixing or changing their spouses, a children and others, anharabihum, change them, to fix them. No, this is not the role of boundaries. As punishment for misbehavior. Yeah, if they do that, okay. They will see what will happen to them. I'll deal with them very harshly. So this misunderstanding about boundaries, let us move to the last part of the topic of today. We cannot finish it in one day because it needs like absorbing what is boundaries and the importance of boundaries. Then we speak about the conflicts in marital life because of boundaries. 10 laws of boundaries. I'll tell you a story. It's imaginary story that a person who is living in the space in another planet or other galaxy, and he decided to come to the Earth, to visit the Earth. And actually, in this planet, they do not need food because the food goes through the skin, through the osmosis, and they do not need food because all the nutrients can go through the skin from air or from the atmosphere around, whether it is air or not. So they do not need food. Energy comes to them, not through food. And even they can fly because of the gravity is low, so they can jump high, they can fly. You know Superman? Yeah, and something like Superman. So he decided to take the shuttle, the air shuttle, and come to the Earth. And once he arrived to the Earth, he started to fly, as usual. And he jumped high. Unfortunately, it was like he dropped down and hit the floor, and he started to feel pain. What happened? And then he started, okay, I cannot fly, let me walk. He started to walk. And actually, he started to walk. After a while, he felt that I'm tired, I'm hungry, something wrong in me, I need some energy. So they advised him to go to a restaurant, go inside the restaurant, and you can eat. And he went inside and ordered food, and thank you so much, I'm leaving, goodbye, and oh, stop here. You should pay. Pay what? Pay money. What's money? So he started to see the, oh, you don't have money. Okay, we called the police. So the police came and seized him and put him in jail. And he said, what a wonderful planet is the Earth. It's like a very bad experience. I will never come here again because of the Earth or because of ignorance about the laws, the physics. Is the physics pardon? Yeah, and all these laws are physics, gravity and biology, man. Physics and biology and chemistry and biochemistry and all that stuff. So unless you know the laws, you will suffer. Unless you follow the laws of relationships, and we call them the 10 laws of boundaries, you will suffer. So let us go through them and see how they apply in marriages. The first one, and actually you can find this in page what? I believe you can read this at home. The law of sowing and reaping. قانون الزرع والحصاد. That wherever you sow, it results in reaping from the same kind. If you plant watermelon, what you get? Watermelon. Whatever you plant, and even in health, if you do something wrong, the results will be wrong. If you are smoking, if you are drinking, if you are speeding, if you are spending excessively, so what will be the result? The result is exactly following this law. This law. So action have consequences, both for individuals and for those who close to them. Allowing a spouse to reap the consequences of his or her action is a loving way to bring growth to the relationship. This is the second point. Like sometimes the husband is harsh with his kids or wife, is not behaving well. So consequences. The results, he will reap the results. Everybody will not like him. If somebody is like mean in behavior with everybody, and he asks, I have a person like this, and he always asks me, why do people do not like me? What you sow, what you reap. I cannot say this, but actually, sometimes I let him reap what he sows. يعني ساعات الواحد يسيب ويعمل كده. Give you example. Like my son. I have a son in college. Okay? And he has a credit card. I made for him a credit card. I always advise how to, but what if he excessively use it? tell you a joke. Why the Saidi person, when he goes shopping with his wife, never leave her hand? Why is holding the hand all the time? Lee, Pierre, you understand what I'm saying? Because of love? Because if he leave her 1 second, she will buy the whole store. Okay, what should I do at that time? Okay, it's your choice. Another story that some of the husbands, and I'm again the husband always there, and don't misunderstand me, always comes late for the dinner. Dinner is ready. You know the husband? When you don't call for the husband. You go to him and shake his shoulder like this. Sorry. Food is ready. Food is ready. Like this. If you say that, food is ready. Okay. Food is ready. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Don't forgive him. It's a mistake. You crossed your boundaries. So, they said that the men is like computers. It never works unless you push on, off, power button. Unless you push him like this. So, why am I in this area? So he should repeat, always comes late. What she should do? Eat your food and go to sleep peacefully. You are and the kids, and he eats by himself. Why you didn't wait for me? We waited many times. Why you didn't call me? I called 100 times, and it became a habit. So a person should reap what he sows, even in marriage. Second one, the law of responsibility. طبعاً, we spoke about responsibility. Who is responsible for what? I like these verses. In Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens. So one another should help others in carrying their burden. بيقول احملوا بعضكم اثقال بعض. So if I see somebody is needing help, I should run and help him even every day, every second. But actually, the second verse says, each one should carry his own load. You see that there is like contradicting, right? Should I carry the burden of others, or should everybody carry his own load? What is the difference between the two? It is the word. It's one word. Suggestions. Burden and load. Notice the difference between burden and load in Greek, because the New Testament was written in Greek. So burden means the very heavy load that nobody can carry by himself. The other one, this is the burden. The other one, load, this is the daily responsibility that everybody can do. If there is daily responsibilities, the person should carry it. Don't help him in that. If you help him in his daily responsibilities, you hurt him. But the word burden means the heavy load that breaks your back. الثقل الذي يكسر الظهر. في الحالة دي, I have to interfere. And the Bible says, bear you one another's burden. But the other one, so this is the limit of responsibility. What you should do, what you can do. What you can do, you have to do. What you cannot, this one, I'll help you in that. So what can I do? I mean that there are the abilities of every person is different. And we go to the third one, because I am going to the law of power. What is the law of power? The ability, يعني اسمه قانون القدرة, الأولاني اللي هو reaping and sowing, اللي هو قانون الزرع والحصاد. الثاني اسمه قانون responsibility, المسؤولية. الثالث, the law of power. I cannot. Yes, sometimes things I cannot do it. Listen to this. We do not have power over attitude and actions of others. You don't have this power. You don't have this authority that you can change the attitude. This is not your boundaries. You can teach, you can advise, but you choose your power to order to change others, this is impossible. We do not have the power of changing a spouse. I cannot change unless the person wants to change himself. We do not have the power. We do have the power to confess our sinful ways, turn from them, and ask God to help us overcoming them. Yani, let us take it spiritually. Yes, it is difficult to stop sinning. Okay? It's difficult. It needs help from God. But at least what you can do, go and do it. Admit that I am weak. And go and confess it. This is your ability. You can do it. Faith. You can do it. Believe in God. Yes, I believe in God. I trust God. So there are things you can do. There are things you cannot do, as you see here. The next one, the law of respect. So this is the number four. Law of respect is very important law in relationships. If you want to respect, to be respected, you have to respect others. Because the Bible says, with the same measure you measure to others, it will be measured back to you. بِالْكَيْلِ الَّذِي بِيْتَكِيلُونَ يُكَلَّكُمْ. So what do you want people to do for you? Especially regarding the boundaries. If you want somebody to respect your boundary, you have to respect their boundaries. Let us move to the fifth one. The law of motivation. هو قانون الدوافع. Why you do whatever you do? Sometimes we do it because of wrong motives. Like, I obey because I cannot say no. I am afraid. I'm scared. So what is the motive for saying no? Because you like to obey? Sometimes I don't want to go like kind of a birthday party or something, or reception or wedding or whatever. You don't want, because they will say that I am a mean person, I have to go, but I am not happy with that. So what is the motive here? Wrong motives will never build up boundaries. Go with the correct motives. This is a nice one. The law of evaluation. Pleasure and pain in and of themselves are not good indicators of the state of marriage. Establishing boundaries can result in pain. If the pain does not lead to injury, it's probably the type of pain that will lead to growth. Let me simplify this. Is there any dentist here? Pierre, you are a dentist? You like to go to a dentist? But you go, right? So he caused pain to me, right? So this is the feeling, but he doesn't hurt me. Or hurt me means like make something bad to me. He benefits me. So I go. I don't go with the sensation. I don't go with the feelings, even including pain. Because this pain will build me up, will like improve me. Something the opposite. Do you like chocolates? Yeah. Yeah, silence is the sign of approval. Assent. Yeah, we like chocolate, but chocolate hurt me. It is zini. Yes. Because of the calories and sugar and caffeine and like teeth problems. So, but we eat it. So sensation is not indicator. So here, the law evaluation is not based on the pain. So in marriage, when we put boundaries, there is some pain, but this pain is for good, result in growing. Look at what you cause to your kids when you put boundaries. You cannot do that. You cannot stay late. because you have school in the morning. He's crying, but you insist. You cause pain, but the value here is not the sensation. The value is the result. The value is the fact which makes things grow. We should finish at 8:30 or after Mikhail. You can tell me when you are okay. Number 10? 10 minutes? Okay. The law of proactivity. Proactivity. We must be proactive in solving problems based on our values, wants, and needs. Reactive boundaries must be replaced. We must be proactive. We must be proactive. I don't understand this verse, this part. But actually what I understand with proactive, like don't wait until something happens and you respond to that. No, you take another action. If they do that, I respond with that. Like in proactive means like you behave with your values and your intents before things happen. اللي هو رد الفعل. الفعل ورد الفعل. فاضل 3 things. The law of envy. Second line. Envy is miserable because we are dissatisfied with our state yet powerless to change it. Why envy is not good? You look around yourself and you are sad because everybody has something but I don't have it. And I don't have the power to achieve it. So I am always sad. But actually, I do not do anything to improve it. So envy will, like, will one of the laws of the boundaries. The law of activity, which is the opposite of the previous one, this is the last one. The law of exposure. You can find this in the paper. What is the law of exposure? He says, a boundary that is not communicated is a boundary that is not working. Like when you put boundaries that I don't like this, I don't like kind of food, and you don't announce it, or kind of behavior, but you don't say it. So how can I know that this is your boundary? That what you like, what you don't like, what you accept, what you don't accept, unless you say it. If the boundaries of Egypt or America is not declared or not exposed, how can we say that this belongs to me? So boundary is not exposed, is boundary is not working. But this is the meaning. Definitely yes. It's like there is like flexibility in the boundaries. Because let me say something about this. A child have no boundaries, correct? He can do whatever he wants. He go to like visiting somebody and start to play and destroy and do whatever because he doesn't understand that there is boundaries to respect. The more you grow, the more you understand the boundaries. The more you grow more and more. So actually you started like what I want to say, that setting boundaries needs adults, not children. Many people are like, over 18 or 20, but they are not adults yet. When I found this in the book, I was like shocked. He said that marriage will never fix something missing in you. First of all, fix yourself and become adult. Then you can marry. Sometimes we think that when we marry, we are like, yes, we will be growing, but there are essential things. You have to achieve. Okay, there are about maybe 10 or 15 things, but I cannot, yeah, let us see. So marriage is not meant to be a place where you get completed as person. If you go into marriage expecting that it will solve the problems you have with yourself and make you more complete, the quality of your relationships will quickly go down. So if you are not able to manage life as single, don't even consider marriage yet. I know that it's too late, but yani, we can retry. You know, like if two people, they are still students in high school, and they start to love each other. This is not love, actually. And then they decide to marry. I know people married in high school. The last sentence. If you are not able to manage life as a single, you live by yourself and fulfill this criteria. Don't marry until this happened to you. Being mature doesn't mean being perfect, but being able to do everything that living as an adult. What are the things? And relating to other people requires, it means having the ability to. We should start number one with here. So it is not three, it is one. Be independent and self-sufficient instead of needing others to manage your life. You can manage your life by yourself. You learn how to manage your life. This doesn't mean that you live by yourself. But you manage your life, your work, your income, expenses, relationships. You manage yourself in order to be mature. Number two, have self-confidence based on trust in God. Not hesitant. The Bible even says that a person who is hesitant will never succeed. يقول رجل متقلق هو متقلق ذو رأيين هو متقلق في كل طرقه. If you have two minds or divided minds, you are hesitant in every way. Something like this meaning. Next number. Overcome selfishness. You know, the child is selfish. Right? Or wrong? Right. He's selfish. Don't tell a child that, yeah, share. Share with your brother. Share with your sister. It's wrong. He doesn't know a separation. He knows that he is the center of the world. Every, like a star and all the planets, they circle around him. So, if you keep this childhood feeling, you are not mature yet. It's not a virtue to be loving. It's not a virtue. It's not yet a virtue. طبعاً it's a virtue. But overcome selfishness. مرة كلكو قصة, it happened with me. I was serving like in graduates group in my church in Shobra. So we made a trip to a retreat center. And there was a person who was looking for marriage. And he always consulted with me about his marriage. And then the number of beds were less than the number of people. This is Egypt. I went to him and asked him, leave your bed for another person, please. And he said, no, I will never leave my bed. I told him, Fulan, I know his name. You are not ready for marriage yet. Yeah, this happened 20 years ago. You are not ready for marriage. Can you sacrifice your bed for other people? If you cannot do for every person, you cannot do it for your spouse. Not the bed. And actually, we leave the bed and we sleep on the couch. This is something happening every night. Fish mashak. Like, willingly, that I leave my portion. This is the selfishness. If you do not do that, the relationship is not balanced. Give and receive love. The key ingredient of any relationship. خلي بالكم in give and receive. Some people, they cannot give. And some people cannot receive love because they are self-centered. Even the acts of love, they don't understand it, that this is an act of love. No, she should do that because of me. I am the center. I am the head of the house. Who said so? Because I am the lady of the house. I'm the queen of the house. Everybody should worship me. No. Or listen to me. وإلا مش هيسمع الكلام هياخد إيه؟ Be in trouble. Give and receive love. إحنا, we need to love and be loved. This is essential. Human need. We need. So express your love for the other. And receive love which is offered to you. Don't say, no, I don't need love. No, you need love. If you think that you don't need it, you are mistaken. Live out values honestly instead of trying to manipulate others. And I read something on the Facebook and I liked it. There are two types of nails. You know, the nail which is straight nail and the nail which is screwed nail. Okay? So the first one who did the straight nail, المسمار اللي هو الطويل ده, قال له, I want to live my life without being hit on my head. قال له, like you, nobody hits you. قال له, in order to reach this, you should rotate. You know what's rotate? لازم تلف وتدور. يعني manipulate. Some people, they think that this is the way to succeed or to overcome others or convince others. This is completely wrong. Live values honestly. خد على دماغك. لولا ان انا عارف نادر كويس انا كنت يعني رديت عليه. Listen and understand. Listen دي مهمة. Some people, they hear, but they do not listen. Listen and perceive. Understand that. If you do not do that, you are not adult yet. I don't know how many. This number eight. Number nine, provide. You can provide. You can give. This feeling that I'm responsible, and in the same time, I'm giving and loving. Be responsible with this silence instead of blaming others for what happened in your life. This is a very important one. Don't blame others. You know the expression like blame game. And actually the best example, when God came to Adam. Adam, where are you? I'm hiding of you. I heard your voice, I'm hiding. Why did you hide? Because I'm naked. Why you are naked? Did you eat from the tree? Did he say yes? He blamed what? Lilian. He blamed the woman you gave me. Actually, he blamed God. I didn't say that I need a woman. You gave it against my will. And actually, this is an excuse. And when he go to the lady, she said that the serpent. So who is mistaken here? Admit, it's my mistake. It's okay. This is the first step to correct. Be responsible. Live within your means, keep budget, and stay out of debt. This is the adult person. لو واحد بقى عمال عنده يعني لسه yesterday واحد بيقول لي I have about 10 credit cards. Why 10 credit cards? It's confusing. Because I want to do that, so I start a one in order to have a credit line, and then another one. This is not adult. Okay, let me move quickly. Deal with problems and failures instead of letting them overwhelm you. Live out talents instead of hiding them. You know the parable of the talents. Build and maintain friendship. Have a life. This is 15 signs of being an adult. How many out of 15 you give yourself? 16, right? Our father, one point, if you like to read it, because it's astonished me too, in the same book. Abilities. Before you marry, you have these abilities, or your relationships in marriage will be imbalanced or unbalanced. Connect emotionally. The ability of connecting emotionally. What this? You know when St. Paul said that, rejoicing with the rejoiceful, with the joyful, and sad with the sad. أنا مش عارف الكلام بالضبط إيه لكن فرحا مع الفرحين. This is emotion. You connect emotionally with the joyful people. If you go to a wedding and you are crying, why you are crying? Or go to the funeral and you are laughing, you are not connecting something. طبعا كلنا بنضحك, but sometimes we do that. We are not connecting emotionally. Connect intellectually on that level. The level, like, let us talk on that level, intellectual level, or like logic level. Connect spiritually think for yourself and express your opinions. You should have this ability. Actually, it is too long. You want to go through all of them? Even like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we finish. Say no. This is one of the abilities you should train yourself to say no. And actually, in this point, I remember that Jesus said no twice. Number one, you know the parable of the 10 virgins? When the 5 foolish virgins came late and the door was shut, it is not in the Arabic translation, it's in the English one. They knocked, "Lord, Lord, open to us." He said no. This number one. The second no that I know, when St. Paul prayed to God, he prayed to him, and he pleaded 3 times to take away from me my thorn in the flesh, and the Lord said no. في العربي مكتوبة تكفيك نعمتي من غير ما يقول نو no. بس هو قال له نو no. لبولس الرسول. فأنت مفروض أنا أتعلم. I should learn how to say no. Because everybody is asking me to do that, do that, do that, especially in service. And I cannot do everything. I cannot please. Even we call them men pleasers. What is the motive here? You like to do it, or you are pushed to it without being happy in that. So this is number 5. But don't say no all the time. يعني مش تبقى يعني كده أبونا قال say no. And actually, this is the start of maturity in kids. The first word said by the kids is the word what? No. تقول له كل يقول لك no. بعدين يأكل. Why? He wants to say no to you, but yes of me. Yes بتاعتي أنا. مش yes بتاعت ماما. No, mama is no. بابا is no. But me is yes. So this is the child. لو بتقول no all the way. Say a wholehearted yes and commit to it. ما احنا دي the opposite of اللي فاتت. بس commit to it. لما تقول yes, you do it or you explain. No, I said it yes, but I couldn't do it. Compromise. ما تنشفش دماغك. يعني الهارد هيد دي ولا ستوني هيد ما تنفعش. These are the abilities you have to have in order to have a good relationship. Be free instead of being controlled by circumstances, people, and moods. Free means you free choices. It is your choice. I cannot, okay, but even you choose, even because I don't have any options, many options, when you choose, it is your responsibility and ownership. طبعا انا ما عرفتش اعملها. I am not good in the computer science. فالمفروض دي اللي بعد النمره اللي بعديها. يعني دي كانت 8. So one here is test 9. Have an appropriate sense of power and assertiveness. Assertiveness means when you take a decision, go after it. Don't hesitate. Be vulnerable and share feelings. Vulnerable means you are affected too. Accept that sometimes I'm affected. I'm suffering. Be responsible and follow through with what you are responsible for. Be responsible. And so on until number 13, which is grieve. Yes, accept that you grieve sometimes. I'm sad. I have something in my heart. So what about number 11? Shameful? It's embarrassing. You have to have this ability to accept that. God created me like that. And it's part of maturity and part of the ability. If you are not able to that, you have to learn. Sexuality. Be sexual. Not sexual. Yani. So everything, like even my words or my behavior, no. Within the limits, you know. By this, I finished maybe the first or half of the book. The book is too big, and I believe that we need to go maybe deeply through the relationship in marriage. I believe, do you have any questions so far? Thank you so much.